helping an older child accept your baby. The birth of your baby is momentous in your life, and if you have a child or children already, it rocks their worlds too. As a matter of fact, it rocks their world months before the baby's born, because their mommy gets tired and their daddy starts working harder. The parents can't play easily. They often don't offer rides in their arms any longer. And the mom's attention moves inward in preparation for this new baby and this new relationship. So an older child often shows upsets and anxiety before the new baby arrives. The tensions that show usually intensify after the baby has arrived. There's such a mixture of feelings for an older child. If mommy and daddy are happy about the baby, the older child feels reassured. But when it's clear that the baby will take a lot of their time and energy, an older child can easily feel displaced. I remember, for instance, my 2.5-year-old throwing a tennis ball from the far end of the living room and hitting his baby brother right on the head as I nursed him. It was a sudden, passionate, and accurate throw. The message was, "That baby is soaking up the love that I need." I also know a mother whose 4.5-year-old, after being with the baby in the household for about 4 months, finally put her hands on her hips, looked at her mommy, and said, "Put down that baby and pay attention to me." And that's really how older children often feel, is, you know, "I need attention. Where's what I need?" So your older child has some strong positives going for him or her. Children are as struck by the beauty of a new baby as grown-ups are. Your older child can fall as deeply in love with the baby as you have. He can feel as protective as you do about his new little brother or sister. Never underestimate your older child's desire to love his new sibling and his instinct to do so. It's there. So is his desire to protect the baby. So no matter how your older child is acting when things get hard, you need to know that love runs deep. You'll be able to help him find that love inside of himself as long as you don't lose sight of the fact that it's there in the first place. Never believe that your older child doesn't love the baby. On the other hand, your older child will have some big negative feelings too, and those may be the feelings that show the most often and the most passionately. Your older child needs a strong sense of connection with you and the other grown-ups in his life, and his mind doesn't work very well without that sense of closeness. So when the baby arrives and you have less time for play and closeness, it upsets his system. It sends his behavior into directions he doesn't really have control over. It really makes him feel threatened and alarmed. Most parents will scold an upset child or send him into timeout or swat him or spank him to, quote, "teach him a lesson," unquote. But all of these old ways of trying to help a child correct his behavior actually make trouble more likely rather than less likely. And this is because moving away from a child emotionally or threatening or attacking a child physically all make a child feel more separate. And that sets off deep emotional alarm systems in your child's brain that make your child feel farther away from the orbit of your love. And it's this, your child needs to feel connected in order to behave well, in order to make good decisions. And the more you threaten and the more you blame and the angrier you get, the farther away he feels and the more alarm takes over his mind and ruins the sweet nature of his behavior. So when the baby comes, your older child feels the foundation of love and attention that he depends on from you sink, because the baby requires the attention that he's used to receiving. So he, in a certain way, he feels like he's falling into a hole where he can't get the love he needs. He can't see it. He can't find it. And he can't think well without it. His behavior starts to go off track as he desperately tries to scramble towards you. But if you scold him or isolate him or threaten him or simply ignore him because you're working so hard, the hole he's trying to scramble out of becomes deeper and darker, and his system goes into a fuller state of alarm. And this begins a big spiral. He's signaling to you that he can't feel love by going off track, like my son did when he threw that tennis ball. You respond in a way that says, "I don't like you, I don't want you the way you are." And you respond that way because that's what your parents sort of taught you children need and deserve at moments like this. They modeled that for you. So then he feels more separate, and then he signals more desperately. His behavior becomes wilder and harder to manage because now his system is really alarmed. And that makes you withdraw further, and pretty soon you don't even recognize your older child because his behavior has become one signal for help after another. He's either withdrawn or aggressive or picky or whiny or clingy, or he's frantically zipping from thing to thing. We offer over 50 articles on helping children with all of the above difficulties at our website, handinhandparenting.org. Go to the How We Help section of our website and look for the Sibling Solutions article and other articles there. But briefly, here are some tried and true remedies that can really help an older child accept a younger child and love him. First, do special time with your older child often, daily if you can, even if it's just for 5 minutes at a time. Set a timer, make sure the baby's sleeping or is otherwise taken care of, and concentrate your full, undivided attention on your older child. Tell him, "I'll play whatever you want to play," and tell him how long you've set aside for that. Then be delighted with him, no matter what he chooses to do. Don't correct him. Don't try to teach him anything. Don't try to show him the right way to do anything. This is play. This is the avenue for your love. You're trying to use whatever play he chooses to deliver the love that you have for him and help him feel it. This is how he'll begin to get reconnected with you. And a good time to do this special time is very, very early in the day, before he gets triggered by how much attention you're paying to the baby. That way he can absorb your love, and it kind of fills up his little tank so he can go a little farther before his feelings begin to spill out of control. Second, expect that your older child is going to have upsets. Upsets are absolutely necessary. He's going to get upset over how you cut his toast or when a drop of water spills on his shirt. He's going to get upset over wanting something that he can't have. And these upsets are his way of trying to vent the feelings that are causing him trouble on the inside. And the feelings he's venting over, you know, toast that's cut in triangles instead of rectangles, don't really have very much to do with toast and the angle it's cut at. It has more to do with, you know, oh my gosh, am I going to get enough love from my mommy and my daddy? Am I going to be okay? Is there going to be enough for me? But he just talks about the toast and wanting a different piece and wanting you to fix it just so. The thing to do is what we call stay listening. Get close. Don't try to fix anything. Don't try to explain that the toast is just the same no matter how it's cut. Don't try to defend a position. You know, well, I'm a good mom, and you told me to fix the toast this way, so now you don't like it. What's the matter with you? Don't go there. Just get close, put your arm around his shoulders, offer a warm heart, and let him cry and cry and cry, and don't try to fix it. Children naturally use a great long cry or a feisty tantrum to clear out the emotional garbage that they're carrying around that makes life hard and that blocks their ability to feel your love and to feel love for the new baby. So crying and tantrums actually heal a child on the inside. They heal that ache for your attention, especially if you're right there paying attention the whole time they're crying. That's just a very powerful healing action that you're in charge of there. So you need to be there. You need to be caring about your child for this healing action to really work, because in the end, your child needs to feel a connection with you. And so his bad feelings pour out, and the connection he needs pours in from you right during his most vulnerable moments. Another idea that's very important is don't let your older child hit or hurt. Move in absolutely the very second he begins to hurt somebody else. Pull him over into your lap, offer eye contact, you know, tell him, "I can't let you do that, sweetie." Then stay and listen. He'll become very uncomfortable. You're not going to explain anything. You're just going to say, "Come here. You need to be with me right now." And because you're staying, he can notice the bad feelings that are rumbling around inside that caused him to do whatever that nutty thing was. And pretty soon he'll either laugh or he'll cry or he'll tantrum to get that tension out. This is excellent. You brought a limit, and now he's offloading the tension that caused the misbehavior in the first place. He needs both the stress release of the crying or the tantrum, and he needs the connection with you. So give him both. He'll be in charge of the stress release. You can be in charge of staying present and just giving him eye contact and your presence. And he'll be much more reasonable when he's all through crying. Another idea is don't dance around your child's picky demands. So, for instance, if he wants you to move the potatoes away from the peas on his plate, put an arm around him, make eye contact, look into his eyes, and say, "No, sweetie, the potatoes and the peas are touching. It's okay. I'm going to let them stay touching each other." He'll look at you and cry and thrash and tell you you're a bad parent because you don't fix it. And he's off again, off and running, expelling bad feelings that get in his way of being pleased with his life and pleased with the baby and pleased with you. Be warm, stay there, let him do all the hard work, and he'll be done. And he'll feel so much love for you, where first before there was nothing but frustration and dissatisfaction. And you'll notice that as he gets these chances to cry hard and have his tantrums, his love for his baby brother or sister is going to increase. The peas touching the potatoes is just a handy-dandy opener, allowing weeks and months of frustration and worry about whether he's going to get enough to pour out. And when he's done with that, it's on to playing and enjoying life again. There are a few reassuring games that you can play with an older child that also help him feel secure in your love. So one game is, "Ooh, I have 100 kisses for you." And when you say that, you know, you get this very delighted look on your face, and you chase him around the apartment or chase him around the house. And sometimes you catch him and you land a kiss on an elbow, or you land a kiss on a shoulder, or you land a kiss on the nose. But mostly he gets away and laughs and gets to be the swifter and the stronger of the two of you while you try to, you know, offer affection. Another reassuring game is, "Oh, come be my baby. Look at my baby walking around. Oh, I need to hold him. Look at those eyelashes. Oh, I need to see his beautiful ears. Oh, look at these sweet fingers. Each one needs a kiss." Mothers, fathers, grandparents, and caregivers can play these games, and they all can do special time with an older child too. Any loving adult the child knows can do special time and can stay listen when the child is off track. There's more to say about helping older children, so please do go to our website at handinhandparenting.org for many other ideas and some coaching on how to set limits, so you don't have to pull away from your child at the time he most needs you. Above all, just keep remembering that adding a new baby to your family is a very challenging piece of work. It's not easy for anybody. There are big, big adjustments to be made, so you're going to run into difficulties. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you do. But the difficulties you run into aren't because you're an inadequate parent or because you just didn't think about things hard enough. You're a good parent. You're working hard. You have a good child. You have good children. It's a big job you have, and there's just not enough help. So ask for help. Mothers need others. Ask for help. Fathers need others. Ask for help. Brothers and sisters need others. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for all you do to love your children well.